Dealing with adversity. Unfortunately, adversity is one of those things that is part and parcel of our complex world. Our planet features an abundance of unique personalities. Our society includes a variety of potentially troublesome elements such as careers, wages, relationships, and healthcare. And social media is constantly painting an unrealistic picture of a successful lifestyle. All of those combined means it's common for every single one of us to experience some hardship throughout our lifetime. Of course, some people have it tougher than others, but problems, regardless of their severity or frequency, are still problems. Most people, though, find it incredibly difficult to cope with negative emotions, memories, and situations. Therefore, adversity halts their progress, sends them back to square one, or prevents them from trying things in the future. On top of that, it seriously damages their frame of mind, happiness, and chances of overall success in life. But the first step towards dealing with adversity is altering your perception of obstacles. Let's say you feel shameful of any problems you have, so you're going to hide and remove yourself from the situation. Alternatively, if you fear obstacles, you're going to run for the hills and never look to clear them. Whereas if you view adversity as a puzzle to solve and a chance to grow as an individual, you're going to tackle them head on, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to overcome the difficult situation. Here are some tips for dealing with adversity. Remember your motivation. No matter who you are, you're going to have goals that you desperately want to achieve. Some may be smaller desires, and some may be substantial dreams. But regardless of the finer details, you'll have your reasons and motivations for pursuing that goal. Otherwise, you would have never set it. So, whenever you're facing a situation relating to a goal which is testing you, remember why you started it. It may sound cliche, but believe us, it's an effective strategy. Consider how much progress you've already made towards your target and think about what pushed you to chase the goal in the first place. The realization that there's a reason behind what you're doing will give you the boost that you need to overcome those hurdles. Assess your emotions first. When you're starting with a situation that seems impossible to get through, it's completely natural to feel a surge of emotions rush through your body. Anxiety at the what-if possibilities, anger at doubting yourself, sadness at potentially not achieving your goal, and fear of ruining all your progress, to name a few. At that moment, you need to allow yourself time to calm down and breathe. Those emotions can be overwhelming and cloud your judgment, especially if your mindset isn't in the right place. Once you've calmed down, you can view the situation logically and come up with a plan to keep moving forward. Expect obstacles. Whenever you're approaching any goal in life, train yourself to automatically believe that if it's worth achieving, there could be some awful obstacles along the way. Of course, you'd love it to be all plain sailing and free of any problems, but it doesn't always work out like that. When problems are expected to happen, you can deal with them much more effectively. Once you've overcome one hurdle, you'll know that troublesome issues will not stop you from achieving your goals. Plus, if you end up not facing any obstacles, it'll make the accomplishment much, much sweeter. Seek guidance. Who said that journeys to achieve your goals, pursue your dreams, and find absolute success had to be a solo mission? No one is the answer. So neither does the adversity that you encounter during the process. If you've got a solid support system around you, such as friends, loved ones, and peers, you can call on them for some much-needed help. It may be in the form of advice, it may be filling in the blanks where information was missing in your head, or it may be some fresh ideas. You never know how much someone could benefit you until you ask. Divide your end goal into smaller goals. Setting a goal can be incredibly daunting, especially if it's something that means so much to you. But adversity is much more likely to occur if you go out and jot down one massive goal that'll take tons of time, effort, and hard work to achieve. So why not give your mind an easier time by splitting your goal up into smaller tasks that are more achievable? That way, you're making progress, reducing the chance of failure, and minimizing the risk of hardship. For instance, if it's to secure a better job, start by speaking to people in the industry. Move on to creating a network, then actively search for opportunities, etc. Accept mistakes will happen. Like we've already mentioned numerous times, no one is perfect in this world, and mistakes will undoubtedly happen every single day of the year. You need to learn to not beat yourself up every time you screw up. Instead, assess what went wrong, determine what you can do to fix it in the shortest time possible, then establish a plan to prevent it from happening again. Also, try not to dwell on it. Mistakes are in the past, and unless you're learning from them, they're just not worthy to be in your thoughts. Just forgive yourself and move on. Celebrate victories. You can indirectly bolster your defensive capabilities against adversity by doing all you can to celebrate the polar opposite, victories. Whenever you accomplish something, even if it's just a stride toward your goals, do everything you can to reward yourself and smile. When you do that, you increase motivation, realize that you can achieve things, and condition yourself to feel like a winner. That newfound strength of mind will subconsciously come into play when you run into situations that aren't so great. Adaptability is key. Finding common ground between becoming successful and making it through hard times can be challenging. You've imagined your end goal, and most don't anticipate terrible issues along the way. But those that do end up reaching an outstanding level of success always expect problems. The expectation of difficulties helps them develop an adaptable strategy. Whether adversity crops up in your life or not, adaptability is a staple trait of successful people. Being able to conjure up new ideas when the landscape changes and modern trends start to take over is an awesome ability. On the other hand, so is being able to flip a negative situation into an opportunity to smile and develop when your inner feelings are instructing you to do otherwise. So you can see how adaptability is important on both ends of the spectrum. There's no denying that issues you don't expect will always creep up on you, both in your personal and professional life. These problems were not part of your plan. But if you can deal with difficulties quickly and find a way to turn them to your benefit in some way, you'll not only put yourself in a position to be successful, you'll build resilience as well. We've gathered that adaptability is a trait to be sought after, but plenty of people don't have a clue how to practice it. That's why we've put together some tips that you can utilize to improve your adaptability and consequently enhance your ability to deal with adversity. Find different approaches to achieve your goals. You've heard the old saying, there are plenty of ways to skin a cat, right? See, in most instances, there isn't just one definitive way to achieve a goal. If you tap into your imagination, summon your creativity, and adopt new perspectives, you can discover fresh, unique ways to accomplish your goals. So when life's throwing a ton of negativity and difficulties at you, it may be a sign that you need to find a different approach. For example, if you keep trying to win new clients for your business, but keep failing due to your phone manner, why not schedule a face-to-face meeting instead? Understand different situations produce different emotions. It's very, very rare that you'll encounter two situations that are mirror images of each other in your life. They all have their distinct differentiators. That means you can't tackle all scenarios in the same way, and likewise, you can't respond to a negative experience in a duplicated way. You're always going to feel different emotions of different severities and different durations. But when you understand that you could potentially experience new emotions in any experience, you'll be ready to manage whatever comes your way and therefore can adapt much quicker. Emotions are a huge part of adversity, so if you can conquer them, you'll be winning. Reevaluate your desires. Occasionally, things just aren't meant to be. And that's when you need to sit down and genuinely be honest with yourself. Yes, you may have had a goal that you desperately want to achieve, but if you've strengthened your mind, tackled it in different ways, and persevered for some time, it may be an indication that it's time to set a new goal. Let's give an exaggerated example. If you've always wanted to be an Olympic sprinter, but despite years of training, you repeatedly run 100 meters in 20 seconds, then you may want to reevaluate your desires. Maybe you could be a sprinting coach while continuing to sprint as a hobby.